This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, and grateful. Today, I am noticing that Jesus had an inner circle, even among his disciples. I was reading in Mark 9, and Jesus goes to this mountaintop, and he only takes with him his inner circle, which included Peter, James, and John. In fact, the scriptures specifically say there was no one else there. And this, of course, is the time when Jesus' appearance changes and his clothing becomes dazzling white and the prophet Elijah and Moses appeared. Now, as Jesus and his disciples are descending down the mountainside, he asked them not to say anything about what they had seen. And in Mark 9:10, it says, and they kept it to themselves. This is a powerful example of how Jesus had an inner circle of disciples within his 12 disciples. And he knew who he could share the most intimate part of his journey with and who he possibly couldn't share it with. For example, I don't recall reading anywhere in the scriptures where Jesus took Judas, the disciple who would ultimately betray him, anywhere private with him. I personally have not always respected this principle. I've allowed some into my inner circle, even when my gut said no, because I didn't want them to feel excluded. If you too can relate to letting those unworthy into your inner circle, let us be reminded of these words. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs 18:24. Share this be moment because others desire to be inspired. So is there anyone in your inner circle who isn't worthy to be there? Think about that today.